With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. One of the bills Tennessee's governor is feeling pressured to veto would let therapists deny services to clients if they feel they would be violating their own religious beliefs. State Capitol correspondent Chas Sisk joins WPLN's Blake Farmer to explain why the debate is an important one.
Okay, Chas, let's say a gay couple wants marriage counseling. This proposed law would let an opponent of gay marriage refuse to see them. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell. The part of the proposal is that they'd have to make a referral to another counselor. But if they feel like providing a service to a client would violate a sincerely held principle or belief, they could decline to see them. Here's how David Fowler, the head of the Family Action Council of Tennessee, explains it.
And just like we have seen florists and bakers and photographers who said, I can't participate and use my artistic skills in a wedding, there are counselors who would say, I can't use my skills to help you achieve certain purposes.
So, Chas, tell me this. Is it against the law right now for counselors to refuse to see patients on some kind of religious grounds?
Well, that really depends on how you interpret the law. Just to step back for a second, the rules for therapists are set by a group called the American Counseling Association. And since 2014, that group has said that, in general, if you have to treat everyone. And even if you have some religious objections, you have to do so. In Tennessee, ACA guidelines have the force of law. It's one of 16 states where that's true. And if you break these guidelines, you could lose your licensure. Now, the ACA says there are ways to make referrals if you have a religious objection, but people like David Fowler complain that part of those rules for making that referral, if you're a counselor, is that you must seek counseling yourself to talk about why you have this religious objection. And they really feel like a counselor having to get counseling because he has a religious objection, that's just not really fair.
Wow. More complicated than I even knew. But tell me this, does Governor Bill Haslam think therapists should be able to turn away clients based on some kind of religious objection?
The governor seems pretty sympathetic to that argument. He said last week that he's heard from counselors on both sides of this issue. But what really seemed to stick with him was the line that clients aren't going to be well served if they're being treated by a counselor who has a fundamental disagreement with them.
Well, let me ask this question, which is maybe where we should have started. I know we heard from the folks at the counseling program at Trevecca Nazarene here in Nashville saying that even a lot of Christian therapists think you shouldn't have some kind of religious exemption. So are there therapists and counselors that are really clamoring for the ability to follow their conscience?
Well, I think the LGBT groups in the state think that there are counselors out there who would take advantage of a religious exemption if there were one. They certainly have raised the possibility of people, particularly in rural areas, being turned away by faith-based counselors. And then on the other side of the debate, people like David Fowler and the Family Action Council, they say that there are a lot of counselors out there who are very silently in favor of a religious exemption. He admits, though, that he's had some trouble getting some of them to come forward because they do fear that there could be some reprisal if they speak out on this.
Well, can we broaden the discussion for just a minute to also include another controversial proposal that takes aim at transgender students and where they use the restroom? It seems like you've got many of the same players involved there, namely the Family Action Council. Do these measures say something about Tennessee politics right now?
Right. As you noted, the bathroom bill is another measure where David Fowler's Family Action Council has been very active. And he's also very much involved in this effort to overturn the Obergefell, the gay marriage decision from last summer. A lot of this is comes out of angst about that decision. And also there's, I think, an effort to determine where the lines are after the gay marriage decision overturned the state's marriage laws, what is and is not legal after that. But finally, you should know that the Family Action Council is part of a broad network of similarly conservative organizations in other state houses. And so some of these things, like the bathroom bill, like this proposal here, are things that they'll pop up in a lot of different places. And it's all part of kind of shows how national politics is filtering down to the state house and really influencing the conversations.
Well, thank you for the insight, Chas.
You're welcome.
Chas Sisk is WPLN's lead political reporter. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.